Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 5 for Thursday, August 6th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were firmer amid quiet activity Thursday morning. Prices were anywhere from 90 cents to $2.50 higher, November up 220 at $504.20 per ton. A firmer tone in Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed futures was underpinning values in early activity. Ideas that Wednesday's losses were overdone were also supportive. Expectations that the USDA will lower the U.S. soybean acreage figure in their upcoming monthly supply and demand report on August 12th were also bullish. Ongoing uncertainty about how large the Canadian canola crop will be this year also provided some underlying support. However, weakness in Chicago's soybean futures spilled over to weigh on the market. A firmer tone in the Canadian currency was also bearish, as it made canola less attractive to crushers and exporters. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., corn and soybean futures were mostly lower, while wheat values were moving higher on Thursday morning. Soybean futures in Chicago were anywhere from 5 to 8 cents lower. November was down 8 and a quarter cents at $9.45 a bushel. Improving weather for U.S. growing regions were bearish, as were worries about slowing demand from China. Profit-taking on Wednesday's gains further undermined prices. Though domestic demand remained solid, which limited the declines, as did expectations that the USDA will lower acreage estimates in their August monthly supply and demand report. Corn futures were also softer in Chicago, taking some direction from the soybean market. Values were anywhere from 1 to 2.5 cents lower, December down 1 and 3/4 cents at $3.81.5 a bushel. Corn values were also undermined by the forecast calling for some better weather later this week, though there are some lingering worries about earlier crop stress related to excess moisture. Chicago prices were stronger, lifted by positive demand news for the U.S. commodity. Export sales of wheat hit a crop year high and beat expectations during the weekend of July 30th, according to the USDA. Values were anywhere from 2 to 5 cents higher, December up 4 and a quarter cents at $5.11.5 a bushel. Short covering on recent losses was bullish as well, though the advancing U.S. winter wheat harvest continued to overhang values. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Thursday, August 6th. I'm Taryn Shields.